Leave?
Tonight.
Tonight? But I don't understand.
Yes. Yes, you do. You do understand, Lily. You understand perfectly.
Are the twins unhappy? Has something been said?
The children will be very hurt.
Hurt? I'm sorry, Mr. Hendrickson, but I don't think I quite understand what you're saying to me.
I am saying that you have overstepped the bounds of your duties.
That of what? In what way?
Lily.
But I don't. I honestly don't.
The balm.
What about the balm?
You used the children's balm on your own eyes, did you not? You used the balm despite it being expressly forbidden for you to do so, and please, don't try and deny it.
Perhaps we ought to go and tilt the lenses in the lanes as we intended. We can discuss this afterwards when we've both calmed down.
No, Lily.
We can discuss this and you would soon see that it's nothing but a terrible mistake.
Did you or didn't you?
I can see that you don't want to do this. I can see that.
Did you or didn't you?
No.
No?
It was nothing. The tiniest amount.
You said you loved the children.
I do love the children. I love all of you. You know I do. This is just a misunderstanding.
Were the children changed?
Changed?
After you used the balm, did you see them differently?
I don't know what you want me to say.
I want you to tell me the truth.
They were wondrous.
Goodbye, Lily.
Mr. Hendrickson! Mr. Hendrickson!
Of all the tales told on these islands, few are as strange as that of William Palmer, cursed apparently on the road to Canterbury in the spring of 1185 for denying the presence of the other world by the king of the grey folk or fairy himself, and compelled to walk from that day to this between the worlds of magic and of men, and subsequently known in all the strange and wonderful lore attributed to the mysterious William Palmer as Pilgrim.
Can I help?
I'd like the afternoon tea deal, please.
Tea or coffee with that?
Tea.
And what kind of cake would you like? Victoria sponge, chocolate, lemon drizzle. The chocolate's the most popular, but if you were to ask me for an opinion, then I'd have to point you in the direction of the lemon drizzle.
Ooh, it has to be the lemon drizzle.
Don't be fooled by its somewhat humble appearance.
And does homemade actually mean homemade?
If you're asking me was it made at a home, then the answer would have to be yes.
And whose home? Your home?
Of course not my home. I eat here.
The Lilacs?
Hotel staff get their meals thrown in.
I'd like to speak to the manager, please.
About the cakes?
No, not about the cakes.
Then what? Me? Your level of service today?
No.
For sure?
No, I'm looking for a room for a couple of days. And the service has been...
Exceptional?
Unique.
Connor? Handsome customer wants to speak to you.
I'll be right there.
He'll be right here.
Thanks.
You holidaying here in Ailey Bridge, Mr...
Palmer. Just for a couple of nights.
But you're here on your own.
Well, I'm sure I'll manage somehow.
Would you like my number? I get off at 5:30.
A
simple yes or no will do.
Well, doesn't that mean you won't get an evening meal?
It means we'll have to improvise, but I know a good place.
I think that you might be a little too old for me.
Audrey. Oh, in which case, we could just hang out with Everett.
Who's Everett?
My boyfriend. But he's not quite as bored with Ailey Bridge as I am, so...
Okay.
Is that a yes?
Why not?
I warn you, I'm a nihilist.
And I warn you, I more or less invented the word.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking for a room for tonight and tomorrow.
Of course. If you'll just come over to the desk, I'll get you sorted.
Later, alligator.
First time in Ailey Bridge, Mr...
Palmer. It's a very grand hotel you have here. Old-fashioned.
Oh, that's just the decor. Don't worry. We've everything you'll need to ensure a comfortable stay here at the Lilacs.
That's a lovely name. The Lilacs.
Thank you. We like to think so. course, the lilacs themselves haven't exactly been behaving. Total disaster, in fact.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, some years you win, some years you lose. Audrey wasn't in any way.
Oh, Audrey was charming.
Charming?
Mm-hmm. That was my exact word.
Oh, I think I like you more and more, Mr. Palmer. Cheers.
Cheers.
Busy out here tonight, isn't it?
Mr. Palmer told Connor I was charming.
Obviously, he hasn't got to know her yet.
Oh, Everett's just jealous, aren't you, Everett?
So, what brings you to Airlie Bridge?
Apart from our silver beaches and wild Northumbrian coastline.
And our famous microclimate.
And let's not forget our unique abundance of flora and fauna.
I'm following a lead.
Are you a private investigator?
Nothing as glamorous. Have you lived out here long?
Everett has.
Audrey came for the surf. You like surfing, Mr. Palmer?
Oh, it's been years.
Does that mean you do or you don't?
That means I do.
10-4.
And what's your line of work?
Book dealing. Antique and modern.
Mm, which one are you? Antique or modern?
A bit of both.
Ooh la.
I can always leave you two alone if you like.
Oh, I'm just playing.
Yeah, well, it's embarrassing.
But what can I get everyone to drink?
Cider, thanks.
Audrey?
Another pint of this, please. Sorry.
Cecilia?
Excuse me. Sorry. You know Cecilia?
Well, we only met...
She's a friend of yours?
Well, she's Connor's wife. As in Connor that runs the hotel.
His wife?
Oh, you're not dating her as well, are you?
Everett!
She lives there, in the hotel.
Not anymore.
Well, why not anymore?
She took off for a while, didn't she, Everett? Disappeared.
Is that right? Should we be...
Caused a right stir at the time. Nobody had the first idea where she was. And when she finally came back, she was what, Everett?
I don't know.
Different.
Different how?
Dunno, just different. One thing's not up for debate, though.
What's that?
Her and her sister, Lily Harker, are the undisputed beauties of this town. Only Lily's not right in the head.
That's enough, Audrey.
Oh, don't say it like that, Everett. She isn't. Ever since they found her wandering around in the middle of nowhere. Well, ever since Connor found her.
Connor?
Yeah, up at Yavering Bell, and he brought her home.
Can we please change the subject?
What happened to all the grass here?
Who knows? Acid rain, they think.
But it's grey.
I know. Same as the lilacs.
It's time to work, George.
You can work if you want to.
Mr. Hendrickson wants the lenses finished. For the lanes.
The lanes.
What are you two whispering about?
Nothing, Mr. Hendrickson.
Doesn't look like nothing. You done with those lenses, George?
Not yet, no.
Something the matter, children? I believe I just asked you a question.
I liked Lily.
I see.
We both liked her.
She was kind.
I thought we had agreed about discussing Lily.
But she was the best nurse we ever had. Inestimably better than the others.
And she didn't tell us off if we were noisy.
Didn't tell us off at all.
She loved us.
And she loved the lanes.
As I've already tried to explain, Lily broke the
rules. Yes, you said.
Then there's an end to it. Now, I believe we have work to do on the lenses. You wouldn't want the lanes to suffer because we hadn't looked after them properly, would you?
But the lanes are suffering. There's nothing like the light there was.
I beg your pardon?
Well, there isn't.
George is right, Mr. Hendricks.
I will not be spoken to like this. I will not.
Was it because of us she broke the rules?
It was nothing to do with either of you.
Then why did she leave?
I'll bet it was to do with the balm. Was it to do with the balm? I'll bet it was.
All right, children. I'm only going to say this once. Lily did a very naughty thing. She used the balm that is only supposed to be used on your eyes on her eyes.
Why is that wrong?
Because it broke a rule.
Has she gone blind?
The balm doesn't make you blind, stupid.
Hey!
Keeps us alive forever, doesn't it, Mr. Hendrickson?
It protects you and keeps you safe and well. Now, please, children, I'd like to be left alone.
Who's going to put the balm on our eyes now?
That's enough.
Who's there?
Knew I'd see you again, Mr. Palmer.
Come in, Cecilia.
Thanks.
Can I, get you anything? Drink?
How did you find me?
You found me.
Don't be cute, Mr. Palmer.
There's someone called Birdie.
Birdie who?
You'd know her as Mrs. Pleasance.
She's after me, isn't she? She sent you here to come and get me, didn't she?
I think I'm here to help honour the bargain that she made with you regarding Lily.
And I'm supposed to believe that? After everything that happened out at Crowsfall Wood? Me, Tadek, Ava?
Just bits of old Lego.
What?
Thrown around at will.
And now she's doing that to Lily, too.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I don't.
Then what was Crowsfall Wood all about?
I think our friend, Mrs. Pleasance, used you and Tadek to deliver her calling card.
Her what?
I believe she was letting us know the extent of her capabilities.
It wasn't me out at Crowsfall Wood, Mr. Palmer. It was me, of course, but I wasn't behaving right. I wasn't myself. I don't go around chaining people to trees or seducing.
I know.
You know. How can you possibly know? She said she'd help Lily. That's what she said. All I had to do was to get Tadek to the woods. That was all I had to do. She made it sound as if it'd be so easy. No trouble at all. No damage done.
I believe you.
It's like I was someone else. Someone else entirely. But Mrs. Pleasance, she was so... so...
persuasive?
Compelling.
Does Connor know that you're here?
Do you ever get tired, Mr. Palmer? So tired you can barely keep yourself upright. So tired you feel like you might never wake up.
Sometimes.
Man who built the lilacs was a big game hunter back in Victorian times. Jebediah Morrison. Not heard of him, have you?
No.
Named all these rooms after big game beasts. You're in the antelope room. There's the lion suite, the tiger lounge, and the zebra bar. And now it's me and Lily that's been hunted down and bagged. Perhaps you ought to try and persuade Connor to name a room after us.
Let's go and see Lily.
She's never going to come back, is she?
She got scared away.
What if we went to look for her?
We'd only get lost in the lanes. I think he misses her too.
Does he?
I've seen him sometimes, and he's crying.
When?
When he thinks we aren't looking. What if Lily got lost, George?
Don't say that, Effie.
Yes, but what if she did?
Then I reckon I could find her.
How?
By navigating the lanes.
Nobody knows how to do that. Except Mr. Hendrickson. He's never going to tell you.
What if we refused to put the balm on?
Then we'd fade away and die. Like old maid's flowers.
Lily didn't put the balm on.
That's because Lily's so much younger than us.
Even so?
And she's not the same as us either. I heard him say so.
When?
One day by the fountain.
Is she not like us? What is she then?
How should I know?
Do you ever think about our real mother?
I only ever think about Lily.
I can't guarantee how Lily's going to react.
I'll take my chances. You say she disappeared about a year ago?
And appeared again 3 months ago.
Near Yavering Bell?
When Connor found her, she was raving, saying she'd been in this underground palace.
Underground palace?
We were more or less all right before all this, me and Connor. But Lily, somebody had to be with her. And I wasn't willing to agree to her being... She's my sister, Mr. Palmer.
I need to know about this palace.
She said that there was a man there, and these two children. These two wonderful children. And that he was some kind of an architect.
An architect?
An architect in light. Lily says that he's a genius.
Which means?
That she adores him.
What's happened to your flowers here?
My what?
Your flowers have all gone grey.
Oh, no one can get a damn thing to grow anywhere in Ailey Bridge. Everybody's complaining about it.
Connor mentioned the lilacs.
Everything's dying. Why?
Why what?
Do you know what's happened to them?
Did Lily say anything more about this man and the children?
Nothing I can understand. This way.
Shed.
She won't be in the house with me. It's a rule.
Really?
She has a lot of rules.
Are you going to knock or shall I?
Lily?
Lucy?
There's someone here to see you.
Is it Mr. Hendrickson?
Hendrickson?
It's who she always asks for.
What are you whispering about out there?
My name's Palmer, Lily. William Palmer. I'd just like to speak with you for a minute or two.
About what?
If you open the door, sweetie, you'll be able to ask him yourself, won't you? Yes?
Hello, Lily.
Into a major situation, Everett.
Nobody's turning it into anything.
They aren't?
Are you finished in the bathroom?
I can't help it if I like him, can I? He's interesting.
Is that what you call it?
Yes, that's exactly what I call it. And don't pretend you don't know what I mean, because I know you like him too.
I mean, do you actually hear the things that come out of your mouth, Audrey? And what was all that stuff about Cecilia?
I didn't make her be there in the pub, did
no,
I?
No, but you didn't have to tell Palmer the whole Harker saga, did you?
Why not?
Why? Because Connor's your boss. Plus, you know how touchy he is.
Oh, it's not like he was there.
What is wrong with you, Audrey?
Oh, let's make up.
No.
One little kiss.
No.
They say it's not good to let the sun go down on an argument.
Oh, and who says that?
Everybody.
Who's everybody?
I don't know. Everybody. You're smiling, Everett.
No.
You are, I can see it.
Will you stop, Audrey?
Oh, not until you've had me right here on the floor. Bloody hell.
Do you hear that?
Of course I heard it.
There's someone in the hall.
Where are you going?
Well, I have to find out who it is.
Well, take a shoe or something.
What am I going to do with a shoe?
I don't know, but take it.
Who's there? Look, I don't care who you are, just turn around now and leave and we'll forget the whole thing, all right? All right?
Forget what whole thing?
Who are you?
I'm George. Who are you?
And what are you doing in our bungalow, George?
I don't know. I'm lost.
Look at the moon, Cece. It's a really big moon, isn't it?
It is, Lily.
A silvery moon. Do you ever think it's strange?
Do I ever think what's strange?
How, when you're in the lanes, there's no moon shining there at all. There's only light. Blinding, brilliant light. And you know why that is, don't you?
I don't really know.
Because Mr. Hendrickson ensures that the lanes are angled that way.
Is that what Mr. Hendrickson does?
He fashions light.
And how does he do that?
By knowing exactly which way the lanes should be angled to reap the benefit of the light. By understanding their exact and precise proportions. Their laws.
Their rules?
He's an artist. Without Mr. Hendrickson to attend to them, there'd be no lanes. And where would we all be then?
Why must we always go on about the lanes, Lily?
Oh, she gets so crotchety.
When did you first come across them?
They were there, just there in front of me.
But this was out near Yavering Bell.
When you got lost?
For the 1,000th time, I wasn't lost. I was with Mr. Hendrickson and the children. When is anybody going to start listening?
There's no need to bite my head off.
Well, then don't ask stupid questions, honestly.
What made you want to go down these lanes?
Because they were beautiful.
And when you followed Mr. Hendrickson and the children, what happened?
Paradise happened. But why pretend like you don't know all about that? Now, do you have a message for me from Mr. Hendrickson, or don't you?
I'm sorry, Lily, but no. No, I don't have a message for you.
Not of any kind?
No.
Then why are you bothering me?
What's he like? You're Mr. Hendrickson.
Don't act like you don't know.
But I don't.
He's important. So very important. And the way he attends to the lanes, keeps them moving, it's like the most astonishing valet you have ever seen. And I broke his poor heart all to bits. But that's what happens when you disobey the rules.
We've had months of this. Months and months.
Oh, you just ask your friend William here. Because he knows all there is to know about travelling to the Summer Barrows. He knows what it is to stand in the impossible gardens of those vast, elegant mansions and gaze out on those faraway mountains.
Are you making any sense of this?
Oh, he understands perfectly, Cece. Because you've seen what I've seen, haven't you, William? The travellers on the lanes.
I won't insult you, Lily, by denying it.
And you are just as lonely as I am, are you not? Even more so, perhaps. Certainly lost. And you are lost, aren't you?
I am, Lily. Yes, just a little.
Then why don't we try and help each other, you and I? Even your tears taste like...
Like what?
Like desolation.
I need to talk to you, Cecilia.
Connor.
Mr. Palmer.
It's good to see you again, Connor.
What the hell's he doing here?
Not that it's any of your business, but he's here because I asked him.
You asked him?
In much the same way that I didn't ask you.
Has something happened?
Well, you tell me. Just got some crazy message from Audrey saying there's some kid up at her boyfriend's house.
And?
And? He says he's looking for Lily.
Georgie!
Come back. Come back. Come back.
Effie?
Good morning, Mr. Hendrickson.
Where's George?
George isn't here.
That's not what I asked you, Effie. Now I'll ask you again. Where's your brother? Well?
I don't know.
You mean he's hiding?
I mean he's run away.
Run away? Where?
I don't know.
Run away where, Effie?
He went to save Lily from being lost in the lanes.
He did what?
And they're never going to come back, are they? I know they're not.
You must try and calm yourself, child.
No, and it's all your fault for sending Lily away. It's all your...
Breathe, Effie, breathe.
Breathe, breathe, Georgie, breathe.
Only Lily calls me Georgie, Mr. Palmer.
And Lily wants to see you very much.
Then why don't you fetch her in?
Because you and I have some things to discuss first.
Am I in trouble for coming here?
Absolutely not.
Where is here?
Everett and Audrey's house.
The man with the shoe?
The man with the shoe.
She said she'd fetch me Lily. She did. She promised.
And Lily is right outside.
Can't I see her now?
Just as soon as we've had our chat, all right?
Is that the rule?
No, it's just what I feel is best for now.
Sit down, Everett, please.
It's my door, isn't it? It's my bedroom.
That's not the point.
How come William's in there with that kid alone?
Try not to get into a state.
His poor mum and dad'll be going frantic. You know we could get into real trouble for this, Audrey. Serious trouble. They could say we kidnapped him.
Let's just wait and see what William says.
And what if William set this whole thing up? What if he's some sort of pedo and this is his trap? What about that?
Everett!
Well, what about it?
Cecilia, trust him.
Is this a joke to you?
Of course not.
And involving Connor?
Well, what else was I supposed to do?
Call the police.
He asked for Lily. You were here. George asked for Lily. How many Lilies do you know?
Then why isn't Lily next door with George instead of sitting outside in our yard with Cecilia and Connor?
I fear I've caused everyone an awful lot of bother.
It's nothing for you to worry about, George.
Can you really help me, Mr. Palmer?
I think I can, yes.
Then you'll find Lily and me a way back to the lanes.
If I can.
That's good, because I don't think I can.
Well, why not?
I was making my way and there was a terrible, terrible crash.
What kind of crash?
A crash kind of crash. Like, collapse.
But the lanes were collapsing.
All around me. And you know why that is, don't you?
You tell me.
Because Mr. Hendrickson isn't attending to them properly.
And Mr. Hendrickson is?
My father, Mr. Palmer.
Ah.
But he's so sad. So sad. Ever since he sent Lily away for putting the balm on her eyes.
Tell me more about this balm.
The balm keeps us alive. Without the balm, we'll fade to dust and die.
But Greyfold...
Our mother was humankind. Hot blood.
Ah, your mother.
Yes.
How old are you, George?
I'm 10.
And how long have you been 10?
Forever.
I see.
As long as I use the...
George?
Balm.
George...
I haven't had any today, you see.
Hold my hand, George, now. Hold my hand and don't let it go.
Mr. Hendrickson's so sad, Mr. Palmer.
I see that, George.
And it's his sadness that's making the lanes sad. And if the lanes are sad, then everything...
Everything dies. You need your balm. You need to go home.
Not without Lily.
Why is Lily important?
Because she didn't just look after us. She made us happy. Oh, Mr. Palmer, I do feel very poorly. I do.
And Lily and Mr. Hendrickson
were happy.
George?
Any fool could.
George?
Help me!
George!
You'll believe what you like, Connor. You always do.
Look, I just want to know who he is. What the hell is that kid doing here?
His name's Georgie. You two really shouldn't fight, so it's not good to fight. Mr. Hendrickson won't countenance it.
Connor and I aren't fighting.
Oh, when am I going to see George? William said he'd only be 5 minutes.
William will be back soon. I know he will.
George asked for me, not him.
I know he did, sweetie, but maybe it's best we wait until we know Georgie's all right.
I'm his nurse. It's me that makes him all right.
Oh, here we go.
Connor.
Connor what? Connor, shut up. Connor, let Lily do exactly as she chooses.
I just want to take George home safe.
Right, of course. You just want to go home?
But I do.
This is your home, Lily. Ailey Bridge.
Cece, why is he always treating me like an idiot?
For God's sake.
Connor's saying that he's had enough of all this, Lily.
What do you mean, enough?
I mean, enough. We both have.
Where do you think you're going, Palmer?
Lily.
What's happened?
You best come with me.
Right now. What's going on, Palmer?
It's George. He's not feeling very well.
Why is that?
Well, let's let William do what he has to do.
Sounds to me like he's already done it.
Everett.
I appreciate this is a difficult situation, but we don't have any time to waste. In you go, Lily.
Thank you.
No. It's best if you two wait out here.
I want to know what you've done to that boy.
Wait!
Just wait.
Who's this?
Shh.
It really would be better if you let Lily.
Where's George
and I...
gone?
He's right here.
That's not George. That's an old man. What's an old man doing in my bed?
He needs his balm.
He needs his what?
Without his balm, he'll die. Audrey.
Yeah?
Have you got a ball of string?
Keep up, Audrey.
Mind telling me where we're going? Because this is the middle of nowhere.
Just keep close.
Oh, look at these bushes here. They're dying. Same as the grass.
I fear the lanes are dying.
The what?
If the lanes die, the balance suffers.
What balance?
Between our world and theirs. Now, I need you to be quiet.
I just want things to be normal again.
We're very close now. Wait.
William?
Yes?
What are you doing?
Closing my eyes. Close your eyes.
But it's dark. What are you doing?
Finding out the lane we need.
Don't see why you didn't just find it out at the bungalow. That's where George first appeared from, didn't he?
This is where I know they start.
And you've been to Avery and Belle before?
I have. This must be where Connor found Lily.
Oh, it's freezing. Properly freezing.
Quiet now, and open your eyes.
What's happening?
Light. Stay close.
It's like even the moon is fading out of the sky. How can that be, Palmer?
I need you to be a little bit braver for me, Audrey.
Does that mean we're here?
Now, take one end of the string. Now, hold on and don't let go.
What is it? What is that?
It's the entrance to the lanes.
It's like a labyrinth.
It is a labyrinth.
You're not going in there, are you?
I'm depending on you.
But the stone's falling apart.
I'll be as quick as I can. I promise. Remember, hang on tight to that string. Oh,
bloody lemon drizzle.
How is he?
Barely breathing.
Don't you think it's time we fetched a doctor? A real doctor?
Everett may be right, Lily.
No doctor will be able to treat what George has.
But what if they can?
Yes, what if they can?
I doubt there's a doctor alive who can stop poor Georgie from withering to dust.
I feel sick.
Then go and sit next door with Connor.
Stay with us, sweetheart. Stay with your Lily. Your Lily who loves you.
Mr. Hendrickson! Hello? Mr. Hendrickson!
Take my hand here!
I can't reach you!
Wait! Wait! Just grab hold of my hand!
I can't!
You can! Now grab!
You shouldn't be here, you know. No hot bloods here.
Mr. Hendrickson, I presume.
How's the boy?
Not good.
What does not good mean?
Not good means he's withering away.
What's happening here, Cecilia? Really?
Honestly?
Honestly?
Magic, I think. Magic?
Magic?
I haven't the strength for a row, Connor. Not tonight. Perhaps we could just sit together for a bit.
First tell me who this man Palmer is.
He's the one person who can put this right.
And you know this how?
Because I've seen it. And because he understands, Lily.
Because he's magic?
He's who he is.
But you and he aren't.
And never were. I ought to be getting back.
Wait a second.
What?
I don't know.
I love you, Connor. Always have.
I had no idea.
You had no idea about what?
About their extent. The lanes.
To the very ends of the earth, I'm told. Further than that, they say. Did the king send you?
No, Mr. Hendrickson, he didn't.
Then you came of your own accord?
Mm-hmm, I did.
I heard you were valiant.
And I heard that you were a marvel.
I maintain the lanes.
Lily said that you could shape light.
An understanding of your laws of light, nothing more.
You are too modest.
A sense, then.
A sense?
Of how to point the lanes, so that they may thrive in the warmth of your star. Rapturous starlight, we call it.
Rapturous starlight.
Where is my son, Pilgrim?
He's with Lily, but he needs his balm.
Then fetch him back, and he shall have it.
The child is too sick to be moved.
The balm does not leave my house. It is the rule.
Who made this rule?
You don't understand. Existence is the application of rules. Thousands of tiny rules in harmony, precise and perfect harmony.
Now, I understand that if the balm doesn't leave your house, then George will die. And in their turn, so will the lanes. Look around you, man. Where is your rapturous starlight now?
If you've simply come here to berate me...
Nothing grows in Ailey Bridge anymore. And the reason that nothing grows is because the balance is suffering. And the balance is suffering because you are neglecting your duties. And you neglect your duties because your heart is broken.
Who are you to speak to me like this?
Lily loves you.
Loves me?
Yes. And it's love you seek, isn't it? Tenderness. Why would you deny it? After all, is it not love that maintains the lanes? Love that provides the balance, the sense, the rapture.
Lily had to be protected. As the children's mother had to be protected, and all their nurses too.
Protected from what?
I cannot speak of this. I cannot.
Protected from what? From living as grey folk?
I would never have asked their mother or any of those other women to live a life that was not intended for them.
The life of the grey folk?
Yes.
So by forbidding them the bar...
They grew old and died, as was right, as was my responsibility, a responsibility I have honoured.
Yes, no matter the cost.
How can you possibly fail to understand that? Your daughter, her abduction.
My daughter is not the issue here.
Is she not?
Lily has no life without
you. Because the existence you plead for Lily is precisely the inhuman existence from which you seek to liberate your own daughter. Can that irony have escaped you, Pilgrim? Honestly?
Give me the balm.
I cannot.
Then we have nothing more to say to one another.
My daughter, Effie.
Yes?
Is extremely sick.
Then she too is dying of heartbreak.
We will go there. We will see George.
How?
By tilting the lanes. Regard.
He loves you, you know. Connor, you've neglected him, I think.
Let's not go into that now, Lily. How's George?
George is on his way, I fear.
But how can that be? He was just a child a few hours ago.
Can't you answer that for yourself, Cece?
It was all for you, Lily. All of it.
Best us both be silent now.
Who is the other woman, Pilgrim?
Cecilia, Lily's sister.
Oh, what has she done to my boy?
She's trying to look after him.
But look at him lying there. So old and helpless.
Then give him the balm. Mr. Hendrickson, please.
Lily.
Mr. Hendrickson.
Lily?
He's here.
Who's here?
Quiet, please.
I see poor George is poorly.
Poor George is dying.
He has a great fondness for you.
And I for him. And Effie, how's Effie?
Effie needs her brother. And her nurse.
And you?
Me.
The boy is passing.
Well...
Hurry, Mr. Hendrickson.
Will you return with me to the mansion?
As the children's nurse?
As my wife.
And the bomb?
You must save your boy, Mr. Hendrickson. You must save him now.
The bomb is yours to use.
Forever?
Forever.
Agreed.
Use the bomb, Lily.
Lily, look. George. And his face.
Is it time to go home, Lily?
Yes, Georgie. Yes, high time.
The thing I don't get is what I was doing up at Yavering Bell with a ball of string in my hand.
The whole thing's a bit of a mystery, then.
Not seen Connor, have you?
He's in the kitchen, Cecilia.
Would you ask him to come see the stain on the dining room ceiling when he's done?
I hope Aunt Audrey's not holding you up, Mr. Palmer.
Audrey is as charming as ever.
It's what we aspire to here at the Lilacs.
I thought you had a job to do.
Thank Everett for me, Audrey.
Later, alligator.
And you, Cecilia, how are you?
I'm happy. Connor, too.
That's good to hear.
We've a lot to thank you for, William.
Pilgrim.
Oh, it's time I was going.
Look after yourself, Pilgrim.
You too.
Goodbye, Cecilia.
Pleasure to see you again, Mr. Hendrickson.
I see the flowers are growing once more.
Yes. Beautiful, aren't they? And the lanes?
Are thriving. But there is some consternation at the court. The king...
What about the king?
...needs to know about this person, Mrs. Pleasance. You are acquainted with her.
I am.
And?
And she honours her agreements.
Then she is to be taken seriously?
Without question. Are your children well?
You should see them. Very well.
And Lily?
Happy. My thanks to you, Pilgrim. Our roads will cross again, I hope.
There is one other matter.
Oh, yes?
A book I seek. The Aberon.
Best left alone.
You know of it?
Last I heard, the Goat Lord had it. I believe he and the book's original owner once exchanged some extremely harsh words.
And who was its original owner?
The Aberon is very powerful, very dangerous.
I would still appreciate knowing.
The Drowned Mage.
Merlin.
It was not me who said. Farewell, Pilgrim. And thank you.
Heaven help me.
In Pilgrim, by Sebastian Bonchkovich. Pilgrim was played by Paul Hilton. Lily, by Victoria Inez Hardy. And Mr. Hendrickson, by James Layley. George was played by Casper Hilton Hilly. Effie, by Nishi Maldi. And Cecilia, by Faye Castello. Audrey was Lizzie Watts. Everett was Simon Bubb. And Connor was Adam Billington. The director was Jessica Drumgoole.